Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've got a bunch of economic news, healthcare news, credit card rates going up to 59.9% news. Obama giving waivers now to members of Congress from the health care plan. That's all coming up. We're going to have Max Kaiser on with us. And we'll continue with your calls for those that are patiently holding. But Patriot Poet in Michigan, you're on the air with Tarpley. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones, Mr. Tarpley. How are you today?
We're good. What's on your mind there, Patriot?
Okay. As far as the mass media, I noticed I watch CNN on in the mornings. I don't watch any television news per se.
But you watch CNN. What'd they say?
Well, they've been really pushing the visuals of the protesters burning things down, carrying guns, and, you know, showing how radical the protesters are. And somehow, I think this is a way of trying to push their propaganda on the American people as in reference, could this happen here? And maybe in a roundabout way, it's a way of keeping the fear factor at running at full capacity. And in regards to the U.S., my question is, if they take away all the guns from legal, lawful, compliant gun owners, The only people that will have guns are the gangs, the drug dealers, the pimps, and the thieves.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. It's a great point. Webster, how is the United States different because of the record ownership of guns for the establishment if they want to try some type of accelerated oppression or martial law scenario, which we know they've been preparing for? How will that wild card enter into things?
I'm not able to predict. I would just say to people the possession of guns is fine, right? But the status quo, I suppose, is about right. But the idea that having a gun is a substitute for political action, this is a big mistake.
No, I agree. It becomes a political salve or a pillow where people don't go get involved because they can have their gun.
Stay home with your gun. No, that won't do it. Look, just in terms of the merit of the question, which I think is real, there's a lot of violence in this stuff, right? If you burn a bank in Greece, you're a war criminal. But if you burn down the Egyptian party headquarters, you're a hero of democracy. They burned the party headquarters. They burned a very large building. I'm not sure what it is, but it's about a 15-story, fairly modern building. Looks like, you know, sort of concrete on the outside. All burned down. Lots of police stations burned down by these demonstrators, right? The vandalism at the Cairo Museum.
No, they're targeting the infrastructure for total takeover, and now the globalists admit. Shouldn't George Soros, he's been convicted in other countries, he's trying to subvert freedom in this country, he poses as a human rights activist. Isn't it time for Soros and a bunch of those Davos crooks to be arrested, and along what lines, Tarpley?
Hey, how about those Republicans, if they're worth anything, right? Our great heroes from the Tea Party who are now in the Congress. Why don't we get some hearings and drag in Soros and make him tell what he does, right? Because this example with El Baradei, this is a very good example. There are a lot of Republicans who don't like this international crisis group. The way they see it is they think that the international crisis group is anti-Israel. I don't think this is true. There's this guy Robert Malley, for example, right? The main thing is that these people go in there in order to get anywhere in the Arab world. You got to put up an anti-Israeli facade, and then they begin to destabilize the countries. But why don't some of these Republicans invite Soros to testify in his international activities? Is he violating the Logan Act, where you're making...
Yeah, but it's illegal on so many fronts to be funding private revolutions all over the world. I mean, it's illegal what Soros does.
Yes, I think it may well be. So it would be interesting to look into. But I think the point is that I don't see any attempt of the U.S. media to hype the violence, the arson, and the vandalism. I see the opposite. They try to tone that down compared to Greece, where one bank burns and it's the end of the world.
Well, there's a lot of evidence that was staged. Tarpley, always amazing having you. Tarpley.net. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Please stand by to join us later in the week, Tarpley, as things unfold. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with Max Kaiser. Transmission continues. Your phone calls and a blitz of news straight ahead.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
One big thing we've learned from the crisis in Egypt is the government can and won't protect you. Same thing during Katrina, same thing during these snowstorms. It's not just that the government doesn't want to protect you, which it doesn't in most cases, wants to feed off of you. It's that they can't protect you, and we need to be self-sufficient and take care of ourselves. The Washington Times, Fox News, and others are reporting that members of Congress, government bureaucrats, and many others are now being given waivers from Obamacare. You know, McDonald's and hundreds of other companies, they don't have to get health care for their employees, but your company does. That is such an incredible form of discrimination. They've got us so trained to look for discrimination by whites against blacks or blacks against whites or other groups against each other, that when we see government coming in and doing what tyrannical governments always do and giving special favors to their friends, erecting laws to shut down their competition, I mean, this is outrageous. And Congress is now moving for hearings along these lines. But the Republicans, a lot of their leadership likes this new power as well. So the question is, will they allow this to continue? Because it is just unspeakably illegal on every front. I mean, this is mafia, big Chicago, you know, machine-type politics that is going on right now. Continuing with some of the news that I've got here in front of me today, U.S. judge may escalate battle over health care reform. Judge would be a second to rule law unconstitutional. And now I saw a map today. More than 40 states have got lawsuits filed. They've got their attorney generals moving against it. The problem is Congress wouldn't pass the carbon tax last year. And so the EPA came into Texas, the biggest power producer in the U.S. Of the 50 states, and unilaterally, with no law behind them, seized control of the power plant's regulatory process and said, we're going to put these draconian controls on you, even if we don't ever have a law backing it up. Just incredible. So U.S. judge may escalate battle over health care reform. And the question is, will Obama ignore Congress? Will he ignore the courts? Will he just do whatever he wants? Judge would be second to rule law unconstitutional. A Florida judge could on Monday become the second U.S. judge to declare President Barack Obama's health care reform law unconstitutional in the biggest legal challenge yet to the federal authority to enact the law. The judge, Roger Vinson, of the U.S. District Court of Pensacola, Florida, was expected to rule on a lawsuit brought by governors and attorney generals from 26 U.S. states, almost all of whom are Republicans. Obama is a Democrat. The plaintiffs represent more than half the U.S. states, so the Pensacola case has more prominence than some two dozen lawsuits filed in federal courts over the health care law. So very serious situation there. Now, joining us from France is the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange system, the host of multiple international TV and radio shows. In fact, he's got a Saturday morning show here on Genesis, is Max Kaiser. And I want to get into the Davos Forum calling for $100 trillion in additional taxpayer money that they call liquidity or credit, which they then loan back to us at loan sharking rates. CNN is reporting percentage credit card cost. And to boil this down, trillions of dollars are pumped into private banks in the name of getting the economy started, backed by taxpayers. They then loan it to governments, corporations, and individuals from between 5% and 59.9%. Free money made up out of nothing. And that's why they want to shut industry down. That's why they want this gulag casino economy that Max Kaiser talks so much about. And it's funny because Max, for at least 3 years on this show, has talked about their model of a casino economy. And now we see the articles today calling for casinos as our new industry nationwide, funded with taxpayer money. And here's a headline. The Facebook Nation unveils its own currency. So these digital currencies now that are basically a new form of slavery that trick you into being involved in it when it isn't even enough to, you know, buy a soda pop with every day. We're going to discuss the entire geopolitical events that are happening and get Max Kaiser's take on what's happening in the Middle East and North Africa as well. Max, good to have you here with us today.
Hey, Alex. Great to be here. How's it going, buddy?
I just threw out a little constellation of different issues there. What's most important on your plate, and what do you want to get into first?
Well, yeah, the Davos, as you've been talking about on your show this week. Before the Davos started, they floated this trial balloon of increasing global credit by $100 trillion. And this plays into what I've been talking about on the show for a while. Because on your show, you get a lot of people on, and they talk about, is there going to be inflation or deflation? And what I've said is that there's going to be a new global currency. The U.S. dollar and other currencies will be absorbed by the new currency. So there won't be inflation, deflation as such, because the value, the purchasing value of your new unit that you will get and when you swap your dollar will be roughly the same. However, it does mean that the U.S. loses its sovereignty because you're exchanging your dollars for a global currency. So before Davos, they openly said that they want to float $100 trillion worth of this new currency. This would mean that all of the bad debts that can't be paid, they securitize them, as they've done before. They create a new package, and they roll them. They roll them up into a new debt-based package that's denominated in a new currency. So it's imagine, you know, in America, for example, the whole problem in the real estate market is that they took a mortgage, then they took a lot of mortgages, and they created a mortgage-backed security, and then they rolled that up into a derivatives contract, and then that started the chain reaction of monetary meltdown in the U.S.
And so the global bankers are all making record profits, the economy's in free fall, and now they openly announce the new global SDR backed up by taxpayer money, and so the bankers get all the power out of it. We've got to stoop and bow and kiss their ring. And they're the crooks that engineered the whole thing.
Yeah, this does make an enormous amount of money for these bankers. You know, they get a 1 or 2% fee on a $100 trillion piece of business. You know, this is how the banks, of course, make money. The reason why there are so many derivatives in the system and why the debts are so extraordinary is because bankers get paid a percentage on that debt. It's very similar, if you will, to the accounting you see in Hollywood. A lot of people ask, what's the point of making a $100 or $200 or $250 million movie? The point is that the producers get paid a fee not on how well a movie does, but on how well the budget is, how big the budget is. So there's always this push toward bigger budgets and stars getting bigger salaries because they get paid a fee based on the budget. Now, similarly, on Wall Street, they get paid not on performance. They don't get paid on whether they make money or lose money or act in a fiduciary capacity. They get paid on the size of the debt that they can roll forward. And as all of the current debt collapse because the entire facade is one big Bernie Madoff-like Ponzi scheme, in order to keep this Ponzi scheme rolling, they have to create a whole new layer. And that layer will be this global currency. And they're going to roll these, and they said in Davos, it's a $100 trillion piece of business. The GDP of America is roughly $14 trillion. The total GDP of the world is about $60 trillion. There you have your numbers. So they say, well, here's $100 trillion worth of this new global currency. We're going to roll the yen, the euro, the dollar, Canadian dollar, peso, and a few more of these currencies into this new global currency. To avert catastrophe, and they'll use the same method they used in 2008 to get that $750 billion in the pockets of Wall Street. They sent Hank Paulson in front of Congress, and they threatened to collapse the economy when they balked. Then his traders at Goldman Sachs the next day staged a financial terrorist attack. They crashed the market. Then he went back in front of Congress, and they gave him his money. So this is going to be the same deal.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but if they want $100 trillion backed up by taxpayer money, which they will then loan back to credit card holders, governments, the same bankers now are lowering countries, counties, cities, states' credit rating, so they have to borrow the fiat money from the bankers for even more so the bankers get real assets. But the bankers are also able to fractionally reserve, leverage the $100 trillion at least 10 times out to $1 quadrillion or $1,000 trillion, and that's even before they start pyramiding the debt with derivatives. So this $100 trillion could potentially be how many thousands of trillions?
Well, you're right. It's $1,000 trillion or $1 quadrillion. But we already have that quadrillion number. Right now, as you know, the notional value of derivatives transactions, according to the Bank of International Settlements last year, was roughly $600 trillion, almost a quadrillion right there. So you're absolutely right. They would need $100 trillion in fresh meat, you know, a fresh currency that they can use to roll up as this massive re-architecture of the global economy and it would result in them controlling on the back end a quadrillion worth of currency.
No, stay there, and of course everyone will kill their own family for the money.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing a Google search term today, and I salute you for being involved in it. It's having a huge effect. You just go to Google and enter this term in over and over again, Obama kill switch, and that will lead them not just to our article, but many other articles breaking this down. Obama kill switch. Administration fears Egypt-style revolt in U.S. That's our article up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I want to get into kill switches with Max Kaiser here in a moment. But Max, I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm not a brain surgeon. I'm not the inventor of a stock exchange, you know, predictive system like you are. But I've studied history. I know what really destroyed Rome was currency devaluation, what destroyed the Weimar Republic, Germany, what's destroyed economically Zimbabwe. I mean, I understand basic facts of economics, and the globalists know this. And I've read their white papers that are public. They want a tyrannical world government. They want one-child policies. They want all this tyranny. They want to make us debt slaves. They're setting up their world government. Still, yuppies giggle because they were preconditioned that that didn't exist. I mean, at a certain point, we've just got to get the word out and identify these Ken Lay, Bernie Madoff types and call for them to be brought to justice. They've sold derivatives. They've sold counterfeit. They are swindlers that make Ponzi look like an angel. And it's either us or them. They're clearly financing terrorists as a pretext to take our liberties. Clearly, we've got to bring them to justice for buying off our politicians, for engaging in economic espionage. It's either us or them. What is the state of the world right now? How are the globalists doing? Because it looks like they're having some problems as they try to eat the elephant of the once free and independent planet. And where do you see all this basically ending up? And what do all of us, you know, out there listening need to do to really get aggressive and ensure that as things implode further, folks know who to blame? Because these bankers who've engineered this on record are spreading their filthy wings over us, telling us that they're a mama chicken, you know, wanting to keep us safe, when in reality they're buzzards, they're vultures, they're carrion eaters.
Well, you know, you had on your site a fantastic video, and I watched the whole thing. Was "Welcome to the Reservation" by I guess it's Russell Means.
Yes.
And this is an important video to watch because this is the agenda, is effectively put people onto the new reservation. And as we know, the homelessness in America is skyrocketing. And once these people fall off the grid, they become homeless, they also become forgotten. And the reason you don't hear about the problems is because these people are on the margins, they're living in tent cities, and they're just worried day-to-day survival. And this is the new reservation. And the same people who created the first reservations, they rolled across America, and they put forth a business model that was not very sustainable. They ran out of space in America. They ran out of space in other countries. So they're coming back to America, and they're rolling back through again. And anybody who's middle class or lower class is being essentially disenfranchised and put on reservations, or they end up in the prison system, or they end up in what we call the casino gulag system. And what will be left is more for the people who are doing this. And the problem is that for those to get a good critical mass of resistance, it's difficult because every time people are pushed out of the system and off the grid, they end up kind of, you know, off the grid, you know, and it becomes difficult to rally them, and then their whole life becomes one of surviving for existence. You know, the founding fathers of the United States, they were not people living hand to mouth. They were the yuppies of that century who became thought that they could create a better country, and they did.
Instead of having, you know, a cool hairstyle, you know, to show how cool they were, they started a country, and now our heroes are basketball players and tattoo artists and people that act cool instead of being cool and actually knowing how the world works and being involved. And I'm not bashing folks that wear cowboy hats or have green hair or have tattoos. I don't care. The point is, we've been taught that that's how you rebel. No, you rebel by being informed and taking your country back. And for me, Max, it's how criminal the banks are. It's how outrageously obvious it is. And still, I just hear the ignorance out there on the streets.
Okay, well, look at what's happening, and bring it on a global basis here, because we've often said on your show that it's a global thing, and look what's happening in Cairo and Egypt. Now, the root of these problems, particularly in Egypt, is the price of food has recently skyrocketed because of these bankers, and because of what they've been doing in manipulating these food prices.
I'll tell you what, Max, stay there. I want to get into Cairo next. That was my next issue. And strangely enough, a top banker agrees with you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Go a little bit into overdrive with him as well today. We are in an information war. You are fighters on the front lines, not behind us, but right beside us. And this move towards open authoritarianism, selling it as if it's new and cool, same thing happened in the 30s with Mussolini and Hitler, is really being pushed right now by the globalists. And they drive a really sickening bargain. Give up all your liberty, and in exchange, we'll give you more tyranny. And then give up even more liberty, and we'll give you more tyranny. It's time to say V for victory against the New World Order. And our operation, the answer to 1984 is 1776, has been incredibly successful. Just massive, massive, thousands and thousands of emails concerning it. People all over the office know folks that are seeing it being hung up all over the country and here in Austin, Texas. And it's getting people to start questioning, to start thinking about the New World Order. It's getting people to start looking into, you know, resistance to the police state. It's getting folks to understand there's real solidarity going on out there dealing with the New World Order, and that there is a threat to our freedoms outside of the PAP and garbage put out on national television. We are selling a V for Victory t-shirt that'll help get the word out and also support our broadcast. They're very popular. We're going to have them for a limited time. They're available at Infowars.com. It says V, you are the resistance. Very handsome shirts. We also have the Draft Ron Paul 2012 shirts to get that going. All available at Infowars.com on the online video bookstore shopping cart. You can also call toll free to get it, and that's 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And we're also doing the number one Google search term today, and that's Obama kill switch, three words. Going back to Max Keiser, Max, you were starting to get into the Cairo situation, and headline, former managing director of Goldman Sachs, Egyptians, Greeks, Tunisians, protest against the pillaging of their economies. And it goes on to report here that the Goldman Sachs head of the International Analytics Group, Bear Stearns, is reporting that this is being caused by the big central banks driving down the value of the dollar and hence making it harder for Egyptians to buy food.
Yeah, well, you know, the price of food in Cairo is rising, and if people only have two or three days left of food, and the crisis really becomes one of starvation. And this is playing out all over North America. And, you know, the reason the price of food is going higher is not because demand suddenly increased by 100% in the last year or two. That's not the case at all. The reason the prices are moving up is because the supply of easy money, the supply of cheap money, as a direct consequence of what happened in 2008, we talked about it, when Hank Paulson went in front of Congress, they got $750 billion. That $750 billion, it ended up being circulated not in the U.S. economy, because if it did, we would have seen job growth and we would have seen real estate prices moving higher, but we haven't. So where did it go? It went into the speculative global speculators' pockets who are using it to bid up the price of agricultural products like food. And as a result, the people who authorized that huge check back in 2008 have a direct relationship on this starvation crisis happening all across northern Africa, and it also has a direct bearing on the catastrophe in the economies of Ireland and Greece. So it's becoming a global problem because all of those trillions that were printed up at gunpoint in 2008 as part of the heist that was conducted in Congress, this is the result now of it. 2 years later, it's causing food prices to hit all-time new highs, which is causing revolts, rebellion, starvation, and it's a global, what I call the global insurrection, is now occurring. So the people in Cairo and Egypt have common cause with the people in Athens and the people in Dublin, who have common cause now with anyone in the U.S. Anyone in the U.S. who feels like they're getting the short end of the stick, you know, you are in the same boat as the people in Cairo and the people in Egypt and the people in Dublin and Athens. It's a global problem, and it's the same global bankers, you know, the same elite bankers are causing this. And their interests are quite obvious. When they make speculative bets on these agricultural prices, driving them to incredible highs, they make money. What happens if they make a mistake? Well, if they make a mistake, they go to the government and get more bailout.
But it's more than that, Max. We've gotten internal documents over the years. They plan for making profits on the way up, and then on the implosion, when everything goes down to pennies on the dollar or the pound or the SDR, buying things up. I mean, here's the headline, and it's up at prisonplanet.com. Former managing director of Goldman Sachs, Egyptians, Greeks, Tunisians, and British are all protesting against pillaging of their economies. Let me read part of this. Noemi Prinz, former managing director of Goldman Sachs and the head of the International Analytics Group at Bear Stearns in London, notes that the Egyptian people are rebelling against being pillaged by giant international banks and their own governments. as much as anything else. She also points out that the Greek, British, Tunisian, and other protesters are all in the same boat. And this is her quote, "The ongoing demonstrations in Egypt are as much, if not more, about the mass deterioration of economic conditions and the harsh result of years of financial degradations that the political ideology that some of the media seems more focused on." And they go on to break down how IMF World Bank policies are causing what's happening there. And so the issue here is we have this unnatural event where these aren't bankers that hold your money. They call themselves bankers. These are con artists who can create any amount of currency or credit they want, and then they use that unfair trade advantage to take over all of society. And it's again, it's brazen, it's a fraud, and these greedy creatures have to be dealt with, period.
The phrase currency war, as it's used, is just that. The U.S. is printing trillions to go into these economies to disrupt them as a form of neocolonialism. They are looking to control these economies, and they're looking to take property from these economies. For example, Ireland has natural resources. They've got energy resources. They've got $20 billion in cash on the books. The IMF is bankrupt, but they're putting up the assets of Ireland as collateral to raise money to go and buy Ireland, and then they'll sell off some assets and keep the rest. So it's a leveraged raid. It's a hostile raid of a country by an international organization, the IMF. Ireland itself is fine. They have plenty of cash to go for two or three more years to work out their problems. But the IMF decided that they're going to get Moody's and these other rating agencies who work with them to downgrade the bonds suddenly.
Yes.
So that there's a huge crisis in the bond market. Then they come in with a package of loans that they themselves collateralized by the assets of the country that they're taking over.
And by the way, Max,
the IMF itself is bankrupt. They have no money. And before I jump in here, Nomi Prinz, she was just on my show talking about Facebook and Goldman Sachs. I just sent you a link to a video. It's 3.5 minutes. It just came out on the web 30 minutes ago. It's hot. You got to play it because she's brilliant. And she gets into this Facebook Goldman Sachs scam. People have got to hear this. I just sent it to Matt, but Matt is out in the parking lot or something. You got to get him back inside.
So no, they've been scrambling to get it for 10 minutes since you told them. And certainly we'll play that going into overdrive. So your television show airs on coming up here in a few days. This hasn't even been seen yet.
But this show won't air until tomorrow. This is a clip.
Wow, we're getting a hot exclusive. Well, I tell
it's
you what.
A hot exclusive, exactly.
Well, we appreciate that, Max.
Prinz, I agree with everything she just said. I mean, we're on the same page here. The problems in Cairo, Egypt, and in Europe are the result of banker abuse, as we've been saying for a few years. And the U.S. is slow to react because the U.S. dollar is still the world reserve currency, which means the U.S. can write checks it never cashes, which means that the price of oil and the price of food, relatively speaking, are cheap. People can still go to Walmart for $5 and, you know, get a taco and a gallon of gas. But that's changing because the overall flood of this money, especially if they go to a $100 trillion bailout of the globe, that means prices around the world, that means currency collapse. Or roll up into the new currency.
And then that's going to devalue very quickly. I mean, all of this is telescoping down now where they're just rolling it over into new instruments, but it's still trying to take on the weight of the derivatives they've created.
Exactly. And once they roll it into this new instrument, and you make a good point here, once they roll it and they'll say, well, your purchasing power is the same, but you lose your sovereignty, then the next $100 trillion or $200 trillion is easy to do because you don't have to answer to anybody but yourself. And then you have the hyperinflation, then you have the currency collapse, then you have the casino gulag, then you have what we've been talking about. And it's happening in real time. It's not, we're no longer on the edge. We're now entering Cairo, Egypt, Dublin, Athens. This is happening right now. The U.S. is the last to go because it's got the world reserve currency, but that will, once that changes, as I've said on your show many times, it's not inflation or deflation, it's the new currency, global currency, and even Jim Rickards, who was at Davos and tweeting from Davos, or is very close contact in Davos, the word in Davos is not inflation or deflation. It's recapitalization using a new global facility.
All right. Tell us about this former Goldman Sachs director that you interviewed.
Naomi Prince?
Yes, that we're about to premiere here and why this is so important.
Well, on our show, we've talked about the casino gulag and the emergence of this new virtual currency. And, of course, Facebook's a huge player. Facebook just said that they're going to demand everyone who does business on their site in the gaming space, including things like Farmville and all the other games that use virtual currencies, have to all consolidate into one master virtual Facebook currency, which will then be convertible to U.S. dollars. So you're working 15 hours a day growing virtual vegetables on Farmville to get 15 billion Facebook credits that are convertible.
And you predicted this 2 years ago, and now they've got a Goldman Sachs deal. I mean, you really know what's going on inside their brains.
Sure, because I worked there, and I worked in the virtual credit and space, and I have a technology, as you point out, they invented a lot of the technology that goes into this. So I know this space very, very well. And you have a company like Zynga, which does the virtual currency. It's worth many billions of dollars. Facebook's worth $50 billion. So anyway, Goldman Sachs just put a huge investment into Facebook, and they said this company's worth $50 billion. Now, as part of that deal, Goldman Sachs blatantly broke SEC rules. And this is the subject of what I brought up with Naomi Prince in the clip that you're about to play, talking about the brazenness of Goldman breaking the law and the track record of Goldman breaking the law. And you should play it because it's an excellent clip.
We'll go ahead and play that clip right now. Here it is, Max Keiser with his guest, former managing director at Goldman Sachs.
Talking about a fraud-esque-like moment that's happening in the present, and this is the Goldman Sachs Facebook deal. Why is it worse than the crappy CDOs that Goldman was admittedly selling, referring back to what we were just talking about? Fill us in on this latest scandal.
All of this is a spin on the investment bank knowing more than what it is letting on to the investors, and trading on the back of that, or being able to trade on the back of it, and so therefore being able to profit on the back of withholding information. And to a large extent, the Facebook deal was like that. It's a private deal, so it doesn't fully fall under the same public purview and rules as insider trading per se. But what Goldman basically did was raise a lot of capital, and they just went offshore to raise this capital because of the scrutiny that was put on this deal in the United States. I like to think also by some of the articles I and others were writing. And they didn't want to be bothered, and so they went and they raised money for this Facebook deal offshore. And the reason it's shady in that respect is because Facebook, in the course of this deal, and yes, it is private, has not really disclosed the information as to how it ticks financially. Facebook will not disclose this information until 2012, so basically 14 months after investors have succumbed into going into this deal and have worked with Goldman to raise capital to basically allow Facebook to be valued at $50 billion as opposed to the $10 billion that it was valued at just a year ago. And the way Goldman has kind of structured the deal is they put in some seed money, which is how CDOs work. CDOs always worked on the basis of the investment bank would put in some money, some hedge fund would put in some money, and that would entice other investors to follow along. You know, there was a cushion there. Someone was giving it a stamp of approval, which is sort of what's happening with this Facebook deal. Now, it's very possible that Facebook is the be-all, end-all in 2012 and 2013 when Goldman's investors are actually allowed to get out of the deal. Goldman, of course, can get out of the deal at any time, as they could with the CDO. But, you know, it's also likely or possible that that won't be the case. And the investors in this deal are paying 10% to Goldman in case it even occurs that their value goes up in this deal when they can get out, and fees to Goldman in order to structure this deal and allow them to be involved in it in the first place. And I think the fact that they went offshore and they had to get outside investors from the United States is very telling.
Yeah, but wait a second here, because the law is that to get more than 500 investors, you need some additional disclosure. What Goldman Sachs did was they decided to invent a new concept, which was that they took one of those shares or one of those holders and they split it into a holding, which would allow others to participate. And that's an idea that they should have gotten the SEC's opinion on before they went to the market and breached what is the standing legal statute. They breached the law. I mean, that's not the way the law reads. So why can't they get an SEC opinion first? Why is it always on Wall Street? They break the law first, and then they say, well, we're going to go ahead anyway, and it's up to you to change the law. They're always wanting people to change the law. What about obeying the law?
Absolutely, but the thing is, it works for them.
All right, and that's coming up on Friday on his Russia Today program, premiering that here with us. We're thankful for that information. But this is insider trading, insider trading. They're creating their own fiat markets and then not even disclosing and then only allowing insiders to get in. This reminds me of Goldman Sachs selling bad packages of housing loans to their customers and telling them it was a great deal while writing internal emails about how it was absolute crud. And then meanwhile, the SEC only goes after the competition of the big mega brokerage houses for a crooked toenail, but they're allowed to engage in bloody murder. This is all up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and MaxKaiser.com. We're going to come back, get Max Kaiser's take on that video, and then if Max can do it, I got to ask him during the break, we're going into overdrive to take your phone calls and get into other big issues here live today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, we're We're going to start the next hour and do 20 minutes of phone calls. Wide open phones, any issue you want to discuss, those that have been patiently holding, you'll get to talk to Max Kaiser, Mike, Tim, Daniel, Lynn, Brian, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Wide open phones, 800-259-9231. Don't forget the top story at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com deals with the Obama Internet kill switch. It's actually the NSA banking-owned Pentagon takeover of the web. But if it'll get conservatives hopping mad and trying to stop it, if we put Obama's name on it, sure enough, there you go. Obama's kill switch. Ooh, scary. You know, and in a way, he is the one pushing it, and Cass Sunstein, an open authoritarian. Max, why, as long as somebody prances around and speaks with a lisp, is it okay if they call for authoritarian things? If they prance around, speak with a lisp, and say that they're liberal, why can they then call for things that can only be called Stalinesque or Hitlerian? What's the issue behind that?
What, are we back from the break yet?
Yes, we're live.
Oh, right. Geez, I don't know, Alex, but I'll tell you, I just saw something that's very interesting. Canada, you know, they have introduced metered internet, talking about the internet. Metered internet, because this is that issue of net neutrality.
Yeah, that was my next subject for you. It was actually here in my stack dealing with the...
Let me continue. I'll talk. You listen. So, you know, Canada is bringing in this internet, metered internet, and it's going to charge people a premium for content. So, you know, the whole beauty of the internet is that it's this great democratic, meritocratic, point-to-point open in network. It's being destroyed as they want to turn it into cable television that you're going to pay through the nose for, and all of the ability for it to be used for social networking in terms of, you know, getting people together to assemble to fight back against the media whore.
That'll only be allowed on insider sites like Facebook. And here it is, a 200 gigabyte to 25 gigabyte. Canada gets first bitter dose of metered internet. That is internet too. And Google announced last week, for those that don't know, that, because I want to give folks the full spectrum here, that they are going to start blocking alternative sites. What's happened is, Max, we are kicking their hind in and their lies, because we have the truth, and so they're not going to play fair. They're coming in, sucking their thumb at mainstream media, going, government, come in and shut down Alex Jones and Max Kaiser and Drudge Report. We don't like it, mommy! And they're openly, yeah, they're doing it.
They're afraid to compete. I say, let's compete. You know, man up. Let's compete. You know, let's put Alex Jones.
Yeah, whatever happened to markets? Whatever happened to open markets? Oh.
So they've been taken over by the oligarchs in the banking sector. Here's another interesting headline. Did you know that China apparently is getting ready to run a candidate in the U.S.? This is a headline for you, the Manchurian candidate. White House expects ambassador from China to explore a 2012 presidential bid.
Excuse me? It's gotten that obvious we're going to have a Chinese dictator as our leader? Guys,
yes.
Where is that from, Kaiser? I got to see that. Where is that from?
Well, look it up, man. I mean, you're talking about all
this. No. I was just asking you the headline. Chinese ambassador to explore.
You're day old, man. You're down there in Austin. You're like 24 hours behind the news curve. I'm giving you the up-to-date stuff.
I had the story yesterday about the meters in Canada. And I had it 5 years ago that Canada was going to test it out first. So, Kaiser, don't try to count coup on me. My ego can't handle it.
Before it hits Austin, Texas.
All right. Hey, stay there. We're going to do some overdrive. You know, this is gallows humor. Actually, that was my next question for Kaizita. And that is, we're going to get into the whole internet kill switch and the metered internet. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.